is it last, Debbie?
Empty.
What were you on, the red or the white?
What's in your bottle?
White.
That'll do nicely.
Do you think you ought to mix your drinks?
Oh, Dickon, don't be such an old woman.
Well, I'm thinking of the baby.
You don't want to worry about him. He's in the entrance all in his carry-cot. Fast asleep for a change. And I'm trying to enjoy myself.
Do what you like.
Anyway, I was drinking white wine before, and this is only my second glass, and it's a very small one. Sausage rolls all gone.
The sausage rolls happen to be patty en croûte, actually, from Mason Pryor's.
Rob cooked them, did he?
I've no idea. They've not all gone. Liz is taking the plate round somewhere.
Well, I'm not asking her for a sausage roll, whoever cooked them.
Why on earth not?
She's making me interview that awful sister at the hospital for the paper. Mm. It'd be worse than having the baby all over again.
Come on, it wasn't.
Right, then, who's for another one of these?
Hello, Liz.
Passenger, you just arrived.
Yes.
But it's nearly over.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, well, not the festivities, maybe. But the presentation and all that, Mike's gone.
Oh, no. When?
Oh, about an hour ago. He's probably halfway down the M4 by now.
Damn.
Well, after three. Hardly surprising. We've been going since just gone midday.
Yes, my own fault. I realise that. Only, well, I decided not to come, you see. And then at the last minute, I had second thoughts. I didn't want Mike to go without saying goodbye to him.
Well, why weren't you going to come?
Morris. Oh. Can't see him anywhere. Has he gone too?
Don't think so. Anyway, now you're here, have a drink.
No, thank you, Liz. I'll just wish you all the best in the hot seat and disappear as discreetly as I came.
And who have we here?
Too late, I fancy.
Another delightful lady's joined our number.
Cressida Firth, Graham McFarlane.
Firth? Well, Dickens' wife?
Sister.
Sister? What a relief.
Graham's just joined us. Cressida does our film reviews.
Pleased to meet you.
How do you do?
What are you drinking?
I'm just going, actually.
But you've only just arrived. Dickon.
Hello?
Glass of white wine out of here, please.
Hello, Cressy. I'll be over in a minute.
Cressy? That's nice. Mind if I call you Cressy? No point in being formal. Well, tell me about yourself, Cressy.
Well, if you'll excuse me, both of you.
You're not going, are you?
Well, Verity's looking a bit lost, and I think.
Verity?
That's Mike's secretary, ex-secretary.
Oh, Verity.
She hasn't been with us all that long, and she hadn't quite got over being starry-eyed about Mike. So if you'll excuse me.
Mind if I take one of those?
Oh, yes, help yourself. Debbie, can I have a word with you?
So, here we are then.
Yes.
You have beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
Are you an outdoor girl, Chrissy?
No, I go to the cinema a lot, and your technique's rather club-footed.
Oh, sorry. Do you like animals?
I'm very fond of horses.
You ride?
I do. Do you?
Do I ride? My grandfather has a sheep station in Australia. I've forgotten how many thousand acres. When I was a kid, we used to...
Excuse me, Mr. McFarlane.
Call me Gray.
The white's all gone, I'm afraid. I brought you a glass of rouge.
Thanks.
Thought you said you weren't coming.
I changed my mind.
Bit late, wasn't it? Guest of honour's gone.
Better late than never. That's what I always say. Right, Cressy?
That you, Peter?
Yes, it is.
You didn't tell me you were going out.
I couldn't find you.
I haven't been outside the house.
Well, you must have been in the loo, then. Now, Su Ming hasn't phoned, has she, Father?
No.
Oh, that's all right, then. The children will be fine for another hour. I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, Peter.
What?
Will you please stand still for a moment? You're making me dizzy.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. There's
something I want to discuss with you.
Yes?
The carpet in the sitting room. It's mine.
Yours?
Yes. It had quite slipped my mind, but I've been going through the inventory of all the stuff I had when I occupied my own flat at Kane House. And I noticed that the carpet I had in the sitting room there is now in the sitting room here. I let you have it on loan only. And I think now I'd rather like it back. It'll fit very nicely into my flat in Wagoner's Walk.
Father?
Yes?
You're suggesting we take up the carpet in there now, are you?
I realize it's inconvenient, but then I can see no other alternative. Unless, of course, you wish to purchase it.
How much?
It costs £300.
It's had a lot of wear.
It's you and your family who are responsible for that wear, Peter, not I.
How much?
£200.
Keep it.
You're missing a bargain. You'll never carpet that room for less
than... Now, look, do we have to discuss it now, Father? I've just had a grueling session with Matt. And since you're not moving out immediately, and this is still not back from my party...
Oh, you were at the Pryors, were you?
Yes, I was.
Not another row about Jeremy?
Father, believe me, I'm as fed up with rows over Jeremy as you are. But I had a letter from Lynn's solicitors at lunchtime stating her intention of getting the care and control order reversed. And that, coming on top of what I heard last night, well, it was the last straw.
And what did you hear last night?
Well, the assistant Lynn has at the restaurant, in whose care she thinks it fit to place Jeremy for quite a large part of the time, well, it seems he's, you know.
What?
Well, you know.
No.
Well, he's homosexual.
Yes, well, the world seems full of them these days. There weren't any when I was a lad, you know. It's all part of this permissive society.
Well, he's not a suitable companion for Jeremy. And I made that plain to Matt.
He could hardly dispute it, could he?
He didn't. He didn't say anything much. Unusual for Matt. I was expecting a slanging match, but... Well, he just sat there. I put my case, and when I'd finished, I left. Yeah. Well, I'll put the kettle on.
Make it china, would you?
It's all grist to the mill, of course. But Jeremy puts Lynn in an even weaker position.
Hello? What are you looking so peevish about?
Cressida.
What about her?
Well, she's being monopolised by that McFarlane chap.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He's a pain in the neck.
She doesn't seem to think so.
No. Mind you, she never had any taste.
Anyway, what are you getting so upset about? Isn't anything better than Morris?
Well, I'm not sure. I suppose anything's better than Simon, though.
Who's Simon?
Oh, an old flame. She's taken up with him again.
And you don't approve. What would you approve of for your sister, Dickon? Prince Charles, maybe?
Dorset, you say?
Yes, Dorset.
It's down in the West Country, isn't it?
You're quite brilliant.
I say it's beautiful down there.
It is.
And that's where you came from?
My parents have a house there.
And you go down there weekends?
Sometimes.
I hardly know anything about England, am I right?
You'll have to put that right, won't you?
I'll do my best. Looking for anyone in particular?
Hmm?
I seem to have lost your attention.
I was looking for Morris.
Well, it can wait till Monday, can it? Anyway, that's one man who won't want to be disturbed just now.
What do you mean?
He went to the editor's office ages ago for that girl with the sexy eyes from McCamps. Shirley, isn't it?
You know what, Shirley?
What?
You're the one thing makes this paper bearable for me at the moment.
Oh, come on, Murray.
No, I mean it. I only get hostility from the rest of them. See, when I go into the general office, I get the feeling they're all saying, here comes Gil, suffers from delusions of grandeur, saw himself as editor of this paper. They're laughing up their sleeves.
I'm sure that's not true.
Oh, it is, you know. You know, Dickon was in here not an hour ago. I could practically feel the dislike.
You're getting maudlin.
Oh, I just wanted you to know how I feel. You're a smashing lady. And Cliff's a lucky man.
How about a breath of air?
Where to?
The copper kettle. I fancy a cup of black coffee. So do you.
Oh, hell, Shirley, I'm not that tight.
Make it up with Cressida, Morris.
I told you I finished with...
Yeah, I know what you told me, but I don't believe it. Make it up with her. Okay, maybe it wasn't all sweetness and light, but you care about each other, so why don't you swallow your pride? Now, are you coming for that coffee, or aren't you?
Oh! Why not?
What's this?
What? Oh, Caricot. That'll be Debbie's.
Shh, baby's still in it.
Looks like she's asleep.
He.
Hmm?
Sam. Isn't he tiny?
Aye.
And she just dumps him down here.
He's all right. Is he?
Dickon, where did you spring from?
I'm keeping an eye on Sam.
He's fast asleep.
That's all right, then.
How's the party going?
Fine. Chris is there.
All right.
Why not come and say hello?
Yes.
It's me.
Well, you better come in if you're coming.
Thanks. It's a bit dark in here, isn't it? Don't you want the light on?
I'm sitting here thinking. I don't need a light for that. What do you want?
Sophie gave me your message about taking Jeremy to the planetarium Monday.
And?
Sorry, I can't.
Got another engagement, have you?
Afraid so.
Yeah, I thought you might have. You needn't have come all this way over, though. A message through Lynn would have done.
Well, Lynn and I aren't exactly on the best of terms at the moment. I did phone. Couldn't get an answer.
Oh, aye. The phone did go a while back. I had Peter Tyson here. I let it ring.
Somebody's told you, haven't they? About me.
Aye. Peter Tyson. Of all people.
Yeah, it had to happen, I suppose.
You were spitting blood very near. Asked if I was out of my mind letting his son form an attachment with a homosexual.
I see.
Didn't know what he was talking about at first. And then everything started to fall into place. Why you and Lynn are so scratchy with each other. Why she didn't want any of your friends coming to work here in case they were as camp as a row of tents, and it all started to get obvious. Why it's suddenly Alexis's job to take Jeremy swimming. Why the hell couldn't she just tell me? Why couldn't you?
I didn't want to hurt you.
You think this hasn't hurt me? With Peter shouting accusations in my face, me not knowing what he was on about? Why didn't you tell me?
I never told my mother. She never found out. I hoped you wouldn't.
You know something?
What?
Oh, never mind.
Wow, look who it isn't.
Hello, Debbie. Dickon asked me to tell you the baby's okay.
Good.
In my considered opinion, there's something wrong with you.
I love you too, Morris.
I may be a little old-fashioned, but to me a baby's a...
A baby's a baby, Morris, and I'm not a wicked stepmother.
Uh-huh. You haven't seen Cressida, have you?
Yeah. You just missed her. She's gone off to the flicks with Graham McFarlane. I'm sorry, Morris. We'll be right back.